Here they come. They're riding fast and they're riding hard. It's time for excitement and adventure in the modern West with Bobby Benson and the B-Bar B-Riders. And out in front, this rider sold at Palomino Amigo, it's the cowboy kid himself, Bobby Benson. Today's mysterious adventure, the Three Wise Monkeys. Today's adventure begins some miles from the B-Bar B Ranch in a small cottage on the outskirts of Cactus City. Just after nightfall now, as a lone rider makes his way up the dirt road toward the cottage. But as they ride along, both horse and rider are careful to keep to the exact center of the road to avoid the oddly shaped shadows which reach out at them from either side like clutching hands.
Oh, come on, Nellie, now. Now, keep going. That's the house just up the road, and there's nothing to be afraid of. Not a thing, I hope.
Fearfully, as though mirroring the timidness of her master, the horse continues along, shying occasionally as the wind rustles the leaves on the overhanging trees and the shadows seem to reach out to clutch at them. But then, with a sigh of relief, they finally reach the house, and the little man lowers himself carefully from the saddle and starts for the door.
Now, just stay there, Nellie, and I'll be back out in a little while and take that saddle off. What? The door's open. Agatha always locks it when she leaves. I wonder if... Agatha? Agatha, are you home, dear? It's me, Hiram. Are you, Oh, goodness, dear, you had me frightened, but... Why are you standing here in the dark? Why... Wait a minute. You're not Agatha. Yeah. Now, who are you? What are you doing in my house? Why, no, keep away from me. Put that down. Don't!
That was last night. But now, as we drop in at the B-Bar B Ranch the following morning, the scene, by contrast, is one of brightness and cheer. Our friends have just finished a hearty breakfast, and at the moment, the young ranch owner, Bobby Benson, is reclining against the corral rail, enjoying the warm rays of the sun, together with one of the ranch hands, Irish.
Oh, golly, that sun sure does feel good after the rainy days we've had lately.
Yeah, you're right there, Bobby. It's a great day, and I don't mean just the weather.
Huh? Well, what do you mean, Irish?
Well, to my taste, this is just an all-around pleasant day to look forward to. No special work to be done today. Windy not here?
Well, I don't know if I'm so glad about Windy's not being here. I sort of missed him at breakfast.
Missed him? Why, it's the first full meal I've had in months. When he's here, he keeps me so busy passing him food that I never get any chance to eat anything myself.
Well, he does eat a lot. But then he seems to like eating so much that I get a kick out of watching him.
Well, to tell the truth, so do I. But it's still going to be nice to be rid of him for a day and just to lie out here in the sun.
Open in, boy.
No.
Oh, Billy, because I didn't hear you coming. What's up?
Not work, Tex. Not when I'm so comfortable.
I'm afraid so, Irish.
Oh, did that grain we ordered get here?
No, son. This isn't ranch work.
Well, what then?
A call from the sheriff.
Uh-oh, here we go again. Well, what is it this time, Tex? Rustling? Murder? Or what have you?
Well, to be honest, Irish, I don't know.
Huh?
That's the truth, Irish. Tell me, do you remember the Peters boys?
You mean them three nephews of old Hard Rock Peters? The three that's always fighting?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of them, Hiram, was attacked last night and beaten up.
Oh, golly, he wasn't hurt bad, was he?
Not too badly. Got a nasty sock on the head, but nothing serious. Of course, he's been moaning plenty, though, and complaining about the inefficiency of the law.
Yeah, that sounds like Hiram, all right. Afraid of his own shadow, but always griping about other folks.
But why was he attacked, Tex? Do you think someone was out to kill him?
I doubt it, son. Otherwise, they'd have finished the job. Now, that's the odd thing about the attack. There doesn't seem to be any logical reason for it. Anyhow, the sheriff's asked if I look into it for him.
Uh-huh. And you want our help?
Well, I'd appreciate it, Irish, if you and Bobby'd come along. Of course, if you'd rather not...
You wouldn't want to coax me just a little, would you, Tex?
I'm afraid not, Irish. I haven't got the time. I told him I'd start for Hiram's place right away.
Oh. And I do so love to be coaxed. But if you won't, well, then I'll have to do without it. Come on, let's get the horses and start.
My poor aching in the head.
Glory be, you think he'd been murdered instead of just having a bump on his head.
Well, he sure does seem to enjoy something.
Now, look, Hiram.
Now, please, Mr. Mason, not so loud. My head is bursting.
Look, I know you don't feel well,
You never know what an ordeal I've been through.
Just the same, you're going to have to tell me just what happened if I'm to see that it doesn't happen again.
But my head, You think he might come back?
It's possible.
Well, then, why do you just sit there wasting time? Do something. Protect me.
I will just as soon as I have something to go on. Now, as I understand it, you came home from your store last night to find someone in your house.
That's right. First, I thought it was my wife, Agatha. She's been away visiting her mother, but then I saw that it wasn't.
You mean you saw your assailant?
In the darkness? Of course not. And all I saw was his shadow as it came forward to hit me.
And you couldn't make out anything else about him?
I told you, I only saw his shadow.
Then you don't know who he was.
Look, if I knew who it was, you think I'd try to protect him?
You might if it was someone in your family. Perhaps one of your cousins.
Me protect my cousins. I'd like nothing better than an excuse to put those two scoundrels in jail where they belong.
Golly, that's a nice brotherly remark.
They're not my brothers. They're my cousins. And if ever there were two, no
Yes, good... yes, of course, Hiram. But to get back to last night, you have no idea who hit you?
None at all.
And do you have any idea why anyone would want to do such a thing?
Anyone in particular? No.
Well, there must have been some reason for the attack. You told the sheriff nothing was stolen.
No, nothing was. At least nothing important.
Hey, wait a minute. You mean there was something taken?
Well, yes, there is something missing, but it isn't worth anything, Mason.
Now, let me decide that, Hiram. Tell me, what was taken?
Well, if you must know, it was my monkey.
A monkey?
Oh, golly, I mean you kept a monkey for a pet?
Oh, goodness, no. I wouldn't have the filthy things around the house. No, this was a China monkey. You've seen the statues of three little monkeys, haven't you? One with his paws over his mouth, another over his eyes, and third over his ears.
You mean hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil?
Yeah, that's right. Well, mine was see no evil.
You mean you had only one of them, huh?
Well, actually, there are three in the set, but my cousins have the other two. Uncle Hard Rock willed us each of them when he died. Yeah, one of them apiece. That was our legacy from the old fool.
Hey, that's no way to talk about a dead man.
It's the way I'll talk about him. He was an old fool. Must have had a fortune when he died, and yet all he left us were those three idiotic monkeys.
That's right. And no one has ever found where he hid his fortune, have they?
No, blast it all. He certainly didn't leave us a penny of it.
But he did leave you the monkeys. Now yours has been stolen.
Bloody be, Tex. You don't think the uncle's money was in that China monkey?
I have a hunch that those three monkeys may hold a clue. This all ties in too well to be just coincidence.
Oh, golly, Tex, you might be right.
If I am, there's a good chance that the same man who attacked you, Hiram, will be after the other two monkeys.
Well, glory be, then we'd better warn the other two cousins to be on their guard, Tex.
Right, Irish, and there isn't a moment to waste. Quick, Hiram, where's your phone? I'm going to warn your cousins, and then we're riding over ourselves to take a look at those remaining monkeys.
After all these years, I've been swindled out of my rightful share of Uncle Hard Rock's fortune.
Hiram, may I offer you a piece of advice?
Oh? What's that, Irish?
Shut up!
What?
You heard me. All you've done since we started out is to bellyache about how you might lose your share. Did you ever stop to think that your cousins might be in real danger if the fellow that took your monkey goes after them?
Fiddlesticks. You phoned them and warned them, didn't you? And they were all right when you called.
They were then, but if someone has started out to get those China monkeys, there's no telling when he'll strike next.
Is that why you phoned Hark and Waco to go to Luke's ranch, Ted?
Yes, son. I figured they can keep an eye on Luke while we have a talk with the third cousin, Bull.
A lot of good it'll do to try to talk to Bull. That big oaf hasn't a brain in his whole body. The only thing he understands is force.
You cousins certainly do love each other, don't you?
Why shouldn't I hate them? It was their fault that my uncle wouldn't leave us his money.
Oh, how do you figure that?
Well, you saw his will. He said he wouldn't leave us anything because none of them were any good. But actually, it's those other two, Luke and Bull, that are the no goods. There's certainly nothing bad about me.
Oh, of course not.
Now, you see here, Irish. If you're inferring that...
Hey, hold on there, both of you. Oh, boy. You keep that argument for later. This is Bull's ranch. Now, come on. Let's get inside and make sure everything's all right.
Well, all right. There's nothing to worry about. Even if someone should slug Bull over the head the way it did me, it wouldn't make any difference. His brain is the least vulnerable and least used spot.
Sir, help me, Hiram.
Easy, Irish.
I'm sorry, Tex, but it just burns me up. These three are a disgrace to the West.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Quiet now. We've got enough to worry about without any arguing. You just hold your temper, Hiram. As for you, Irish, why...
Tex!
What's the matter, son? What's wrong?
Tex, I just tried the door. And look, it's open.
What? I told both Bull and Luke to keep their doors locked till I got to them.
I know.
Could it be, Tex? You don't think...
I think we better get inside fast. Come on.
Great.
Oh! Bull, are you in here? This is Tex Mason. Bull, are you...
Tex! There! On the floor!
Sure it be. It's Bull.
In his head. That blood.
Someone's knocked him out just as they did you.
Oh, what is it, Tex? What are you looking at?
Here on the floor, son. These bits of china. It looks like they're all that's left of the second monkey.
Say now, it seems as though a whole plague of strange happenings has descended on the Big Bend. A second cousin attacked, and a second China monkey smashed. But what could it all mean? Well, you'll find out when we bring you more of this mysterious adventure in the West in just a moment. Say, riders, don't forget this is the last week of our big contest and your last chance to get in on a lot of wonderful prizes. All you have to do is to send in the name for Tex Mason's horse, along with a drawing, a cutout, a photograph, or a picture cut out of a magazine. And you may win one of hundreds of wonderful prizes. Yes, hundreds of you can win. So come on, everybody. Let's do it right away, because listen to the wonderful prizes Bobby is offering you. Two grand prize winners, boy and girl, will win exciting Bobby Benson Deluxe bicycles and colorful, authentic Bobby Benson cowboy clothes, including an official Western shirt, tie, hat, trousers, boots, and a gun and holster set, T-shirt and dungarees, belt, braces, Bobby Benson play suit, and many other items we'll tell you about. And there will be 50 wonderful prizes of a whole package of Bobby Benson clothes and toys and hundreds of other Western prizes. So come on, boys and girls, get in on the fun. Send your name for Texas Horse, along with a picture of what you think the horse looks like. Send it to Box 1339. That's Box 1339, New York, 46, New York. And hurry, because the contest closes August 18th. In case more than one rider selects a winning name, the grand prizes will be decided on the basis of the picture sent in. All entries become the property of Bobby Benson and cannot be returned. So get your name for Texas Horse entered right away. Judge's decision is final. Contest closes August 18th and is confined to the continental United States. But now, let's get back to the B-Bar-B riders and more of today's mysterious adventure, The Three Wise Monkeys. The B-Bar-B riders, in investigating the strange attack on Hiram Peters, have reached the conclusion that the secret behind it lies somehow in the small China monkey which was stolen from him. To safeguard the other two monkeys in the set, which are owned by Hiram's two cousins, Luke and Bull, Tex phoned them to warn them. Then, after sending Harka and Waco to look after Luke, he and Bobby, Iris, and Hiram set out for Bull's ranch. But on arriving there, they found...
Tex! There on the floor!
Glory be! It's Bull!
And his head... That blood.
Someone's knocked him out just as they did you, Hiram.
And what is it, Tex? What are you looking at?
Here on the floor, son, these bits of china. It looks like they're all that's left of the second monkey.
Well, now it's just a few moments later as the riders gather around Bull's unconscious body, trying to revive him.
Here's the cold water tank.
Thanks, Irish. Now, just use my neckerchief to wipe it on his face.
Why don't you just throw it on him?
Hey, I'm sure help me if you don't hit
me. Quiet, you two. Yeah. Somebody's coming, too.
My head. What hit me?
Oh, easy there, Bull.
Why, Mason, you load the slug me, will you?
Hey, I'm not the one who slugged me.
The heck you ain't. Don't pull that on me.
It's the truth. We just got here and found you like this.
Oh, golly, that's the truth, Mr. Bull. You were unconscious when we got here.
You mean it really wasn't you? The guy that knocked me out said he was you.
You mean someone came here claiming to be me? Is that why you opened the door?
Sure. I no sooner opened the door than you or whoever it was slugged me.
Well, glory be, Tex. That means that whoever it was knew you were coming.
That's right, Irish. That narrows the field down, since the only ones who knew we were coming here beside ourselves were Bull, Luke, and Hiram here.
Now, see here, Mason. Surely you don't think that I had...
You're here. I should have known. Now, listen, you little runt. Are you the one that conned me?
Now, you let go of me, Bull. Now, let me
I
go.
I ain't letting you go till I get the truth out of you. Are you the one who slugged me?
Let
are
him
you?
Go, Bull.
Okay, but...
It couldn't have been Hiram. He was with us from the time that I called you until we got here and found you unconscious.
Yeah, well, maybe so, but that don't mean he didn't hire somebody to slug me.
Is that so? Well, how do we know that you were slugged? How do we know you didn't knock yourself out to cover the fact that you're the one who attacked me and stole my monkey?
Yeah, well, I could... Hey, that's right. Mason, did you find the paper?
Paper?
paper I found in the monkey when I broke it.
You mean you're the one who broke it?
Sure. Just a little while after you called, I got to thinking about what you said about something maybe being inside. I cracked it open.
And found a paper inside?
Yeah, with writing on it.
Well, if there was a paper, it isn't here now.
Well, then that means whoever slugged me must have got it.
But, golly, what was on the paper? Did you read it?
Yeah, I read it all right, but it didn't make no sense to me. Just had a big number 3 on it and the words 100 paces north of location 2 and dig under flat rock. That didn't make no sense to me.
Great day. It sounds like one of them old treasure maps you read
Wait
about.
Wait a minute, Iris. I think that's just what it must be.
Huh? You mean a map to a buried treasure chest?
I mean a map to where old Hard Rock must have buried his fortune.
Oh, not
now, Iris, I know it sounds fantastic, but it just doesn't figure any other way. No one's ever found his money, and yet we know he had plenty when he died.
Well, sure, but
my bet is he buried his money and then wrote out the directions on where to find it.
Yeah, but that note don't tell where. North of location 2 and under flat rock. What good is that?
Not much good, I'll admit. But remember, there were 3 monkeys in the set.
Hey, and you think there were notes on the other 2 monkeys?
Right, and the 3 notes together probably tell just where to look.
And that's why I was attacked, to get the note and my monkey. Someone's stealing my share. Hey, wait a minute. Of course. Why didn't I realize it before? He must be the one behind this.
Who must be?
Luke, of course. He must have found the directions in his own monkey and set out to steal ours.
Hey, and he knew we were coming here. He would have known he could get in by using your name, Tex.
Of course, he must be the one.
Now, take it easy. No sense accusing a man until we're sure. I will admit it looks pretty bad for him.
Oh, now, he's the one, I tell you. Well, do something, Mason. You're not just going to stand there, are you? Do something.
All right, I will. Get your horses, boys. We're riding out to Luke's ranch to see what he has to say about this.
Gets away, don't you?
Yeah, use your spurs on them horses.
We'll get there all right, but I'm not going to kill our horses by running them out in this hot sun unless I have to. You two might be a little more considerate of your own horses.
Blast the horses! Right now, I just want to get my hands on Luke.
Tex, do you really think that Luke is the one behind all this?
I don't know, son, but it does look that way.
Everything sure seems to point to him, all right.
Yeah, but just the same, it's safer to wait till we see him before we go jumping to any conclusions.
Hey, Mason, hold on.
Oh, hey, look.
Up the road, they're heading this way. Ain't them a couple of your hands?
Hey, he's right, Tex. It's Harco and Ranko. And the way they're riding, there must be something up.
They were supposed to stay with Luke until I got to him.
Hey, do you think maybe Luke got away from them, Tex?
I don't know, son, but we'll soon find out. Harco! Ranko!
Here! We just come to find you.
We were heading for you, compadre, but what's up? Has Luke done something?
I don't know, Tex. We ain't seen him yet.
Haven't seen him? You were supposed to go to his ranch and keep an eye on him, Ranko.
See, had to restart the Deltano. But when we get to the ranch, there'll not be anyone there.
There.
Not a soul, and everything locked up so as we couldn't get in. We waited a while, figuring maybe he'd come back, but then we decided there was something wrong and come to get you.
Well, Mason, what do you say now? That proves it.
That proves what, Harry?
Proves that Luke is the one behind this, of course, you stupid ox. Naturally, he wasn't at his ranch when they got there. He was at your place, knocking you out and stealing the directions from your monkey.
Then he is the one behind these attacks.
Certainly looks that way, son. But if he is, he won't get away with it. Harco, Waco, follow us.
Okay, sir.
We're heading for Luke's ranch.
Luke's place ahead there, Tex. Yeah. Just like we told you. See, there's nobody around.
You wait. It'd not be same. Look, there'll be a horse out in front now.
Hey, Indian's right. There is a horse there.
Yeah, and look. There's someone coming out of the house now.
But the door was locked.
Oh, just the same, that fella came out of the house. Hey, and he's getting on his horse.
He's seen us. There he goes right north.
But Tex, he's getting away.
That's what he thinks. Come on, boys, after him. Let's ride.
No good. His horse must be fresh, and ours are tired. We can't seem to gain on
him. No, but at least we're not losing ground. Come on, boys. Keep after him. He mustn't get away.
Fellas, what's he doing now? He's changed his direction. He's heading east.
Santana, I can know what he do. He head towards canyons by river.
Oh, but if he gets into those canyons, we'll never find him. He'll get away.
And we've got to try to catch him before he gets to the canyons. Come on, boys. Faster. Faster. Well, rein in. We're too late. He got away.
We'll never find him in this maze of canyons.
So you let him get away, Mason?
We did. I didn't see you rushing ahead to catch him, Hiram.
It's not my job. You're the boys who claim to be the great big hero.
Now, you listen here, Hiram. If you...
Easy, Irish. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. The bad thing is that he got away.
Oh, golly, and we didn't even get to see who he was.
What do you mean, boy? We didn't have to see him. We know who it was.
Oh, do we?
Of course, it was Luke. We even saw him come out of his house. He must have realized we were onto him and made a getaway.
Maybe so. And again, maybe not. But there's one way to settle it.
And how's that?
By going back to the spot we started for in the first place. Luke's ranch. Let's go, boys.
All right, boys. Now, let's get inside and see what we can find.
It was Luke, and he is trying to get away. We ought to be able to tell easily enough.
Yeah, at least the door's open now.
Yes, we find...
Bobby, don't come in here. Stay outside.
But what is it, Dad? What'd you find?
Glory be.
Just you do as I say, son. Stay outside.
What is it you don't want me to see?
I'll tell you, boy. It's the house. Every bit of furniture has been smashed. Looks like a cyclone hit it.
And the blood. There's blood over everything.
But that means...
Yes, Irish, it looks as though the man we thought was behind all this was really the victim.
Stand by, writers.
Yes, stand by.
I can't tell you what's going to happen next, but I can tell you this. There are thrills and surprises aplenty in store for you. So be sure to keep listening when we bring you the exciting climax to this mysterious adventure in the West in just a moment. Now, big news for all Bobby Benson fans in Chicago. Your Pard, boys and girls, will appear in person at the Fair store in Chicago August 26th. That's Saturday, August 26th. So make your plans right now to meet in person the cowboy kid himself at the Fair, State and Adams Streets, Chicago, Illinois. That's Saturday, August 26th at 10:30 a.m. So come on, writers. Let's have the biggest roundup of all in Chicago to meet Bobby Benson. But now, let's get back to the B-Bar-B writers and the surprising climax to today's adventure, The Three Wise Monkeys. Yes, three small China monkeys seem to hold the key to a series of strange, violent happenings down in the Big Bend country of Texas. Three monkeys, each of which contains a portion of the directions to the hidden fortune left by a dead man. Already, two men have been attacked by someone seeking this fortune. And now, as the B-Bar-B riders go to the home of the last owner, they find evidence that he apparently has been brutally murdered. Well, now it's just a short time later. Bobby Benson and the two men who have been previously attacked are waiting outside of the house as Tex comes out and approaches.
Oh, well, Tex, did you find them?
No, son. Luke's body isn't in the house.
What about his monkey? Did you find that?
Hiram, can't you think of anything but the fortune your uncle left you?
Yeah, but...
Doesn't it mean anything to you that your cousin has been murdered, apparently?
Well, why should it? It's not my fault that I have a couple of ne'er-do-well cousins.
Hey, now listen here.
Yes, and I'm including you too, Bull. Neither you nor Luke were ever any good.
Is that so? Why, you little rat.
Now, you keep...
Hold it, both of you.
Oh, golly, do what Tex says. Oh, gee, Tex, I never saw any people like these two.
The more I see of them, the more I think that their uncle was right in burying his fortune instead of leaving it to these vultures.
Oh, don't be silly, Mason. After all, he did give us those monkeys with the directions to his fortune in them. That was just his idea of having a little joke. You remember how Uncle always liked to joke, don't you, Bull?
Yeah, the old guy was jerky.
Yeah, sir. So you see, Mason, Uncle Hard Rock really did want us to have his fortune, and you'll help us find it, won't you?
I'll try to find it, but only because it's my job to catch the killer, not for you two.
Is that so? Well, for my money, you...
Tush, Bill, tush. After all, we don't care why he finds the fortune, do we? As long as he finds it.
Oh, but golly, Tex, how can you find it?
I'm not sure myself, son, but I do know that there's something awfully odd about this last business.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, son, in both the other attacks, the criminal was very careful not to have to hurt his victims. With Hiram, for example, he pulled his robbery at a time when both Hiram and wife were out. When Hiram happened in and caught him, he only knocked him out.
Only knocked me out while he tried to kill me?
No, he didn't. He just slugged you and then left. He was equally careful with Bull. He could have just broken in or shot him through a window. And yet, instead, he used a ruse to get him to open the door and knock him out.
He didn't use no ruse. Tricked me.
Oh, shut up, stupid. Yeah, but what about it, Mason?
Well, it's just odd that after being so careful with you and Bull that he should murder Luke as violently as he apparently did, and I want to know why.
Well, do you have any idea, Tex?
I've just got a hunch, son, but if I'm right, Oh, hold it. Here comes Hark out now. Well, compadre, did you check it?
Yeah, Dana. And you'll be right.
You're sure?
Yeah. Maybe so could fool white man.
but not fool Indian.
Fool who about what? What's he talking about, Mason?
Sorry, Mason, I've no time to explain now. We've got to move fast. Bobby, tell the boys to be ready to ride into town. I'll be with you as soon as I make a call to the sheriff. And then we're heading for the railroad station.
Hey, Mason. Mason, wait up. Where are you going now?
Stop that man before he gets on the train. You! You there, hold on! You're not going anywhere.
That's what you think.
Look out,
Dick. He's starting to run.
Not falling, is it? Now, stay where you are, Miss Troy. I won't aim to miss next time.
Oh, but who is this,
Sergeant? Oh, no, no. It can't be.
Only it is, Hiram. May I introduce the man who attacked you and Bull and stole the papers and your statues? The man who apparently murdered your cousin Luke? A walking dead man. Luke himself.
Oh, golly, Tex, it's still hard to believe. You mean Luke was the one who was trying to get hold of the fortune?
That's right, son.
And he made it look as if Bowie had been murdered to throw you off the trail?
He just admitted it in his confession, son, all of it. You see, when I phoned him and warned him that someone was after the monkeys, he knew I was getting too close to the truth. So he framed his own murder to cover up.
Yeah, but golly, how'd you ever guess it, Tex?
I told you, son, I just couldn't understand the violence of the last crime. So I asked Carker to take a look at the blood in Luke's house, and I was right.
Right about what?
The blood that was smeared all around wasn't human, son. It was an animal's blood.
Golly.
Of course, when I knew that, I was sure the murder was a fake. So I just phoned the sheriff and told him to have his men on the lookout for Luke. I figured he'd be leaving town for a while.
And we caught him. Only for once, I can't say I'm too happy.
You mean you're not happy we caught Luke?
No, no, I'm glad we got him. I mean, the fact that the other two, Hiram and Bull, get all the money now. Golly, the way they grabbed those directions we found on Luke and set out, they probably have it already.
Well, if old Hard Rock wanted them to have it, there's nothing we can do about it. After all, it was his money. And...
Hello, Mason.
Hiya, Mason.
Oh, golly, do you two look down in the mouth. What's the matter? Didn't you find the spot where your uncle buried his fortune?
Oh, we found the spot, all right. Only look what was in the box when we dug it up.
You mean this paper was all you found?
Yeah, read it, Mason.
This is to notify the finder of this box that I, Hard Rock Peters, have arranged prior to my death for all of my fortune to be turned over to various worthy charities secretly.
He gave all his money to charity, but then why all those notes and the monkeys and...
Wait, son, listen to the rest of this. I am, however, leaving a clue to the location of this box for each of my worthless nephews in the hope that they'll kill each other off trying to get it and thus save the state this eventual expense.
That bum...
And it ends in any event, I shall at least die happy knowing I've had this one last joke at their expense. And it's signed Hard Rock Peters.
That old fool, giving our money away. I hope that he...
Easy now, Hiram. Remember, you're speaking of the dead. And remember his legacy to you.
Legacy? But he didn't leave us a thing.
Oh, yes, he did. Remember the three wise monkeys? You might just think about what they stand for. See no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil. There's a lesson in that, boys. A lesson in why you didn't get a fortune.
The B-Bar-B Riders is produced by Herbert Rice and directed by Bob Novak. Script was by Jim Sheen and music by Ernestine Holmes. This is Bucky Coslow speaking and reminding you that you're riding the trail to adventure and excitement when you hear that familiar cry.
B-Bar-B!
This program came from New York. Remember, these adventures of the B-Bar-B Riders come to you every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday afternoons at 5:30 p.m. and every Monday night at 8 p.m. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.